I would say, first of all, search your heart. Approach this thing with humility, because the warnings in Matthew 6 about talking about your giving in order to be seen by men and win the approval of men, same thing is applied to prayer and fasting. If you're bragging about it, you shouldn't be doing it. But as I say in that article, and when I speak on this, in that same sermon, Jesus has preceded what would have been just a few minutes ago as he was preaching. He said, in the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So the point is, you can let good deeds be seen in order to bring praise to yourself, which is what is being addressed in Matthew 6, or in order to bring praise to your Father in heaven, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And we have to examine ourselves, examine our heart, examine our motives, come with humility, and create an environment in which we understand that we can be prideful about anything. And Matthew 6 does not just refer to giving, it refers to prayer and fasting. Now take prayer. Don't most people know who the prayer warriors are in their church? And the answer is a lot. I know exactly who to go to, you know, and I think most people listening would say, yep, I know who to go to in my church if I really want somebody to pray. All right, how do you know that they pray? Well, somewhere along the line, they've asked enough about prayer requests, or they've shared that, you know, God gives me wonderful times in prayer each morning. I'm glad to pray for any of you. Okay, was it wrong for them to be known as someone who prays? Is it wrong for someone to be known as someone who has a good marriage and therefore is in a position to help you with your marriage? Is it wrong for someone to be known to have the gift of helps and service, the gift of administration, the gift of teaching, and so you'd want to come to this person if you need help developing your skills as a teacher? Well, of course it's not wrong. Now, could they be prideful about it? The answer is yes. Same thing with giving. Can you be prideful as you share your giving story? Yes, you can. Do you have to be? The answer is no, because I have, over the years, I've really wrestled with this, because I've had people come to me, have known my story, and I've debated, you know, I used to debate, should I tell people that all the royalties from my books are going to the kingdom of God? Well, here's the deal. A great inspiration in my life was R.G. Letourneau. If R.G. Letourneau had let no one know that 90% was of his income and his company was given away to the kingdom of God, he wouldn't have been an inspiration to me. That Hudson Taylor, we have to, Amy Carmichael, we have to have learned about people. We have to know what's going on in their lives in order for them to be an example to us. So I would just say, search your heart and explain to people why you're telling a giving story. And I think we need more of it. Because the question I ask in Money, Possessions, and Eternity is, we know who the prayer warriors are. Where are the giving warriors that are going to lead the next generation, teach them, mentor them in giving? We must know their stories, or they will not have an impact in the church.